My eyes reveal the real me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with Thought for Today. My eyes reveal the real me. Now, what is the real me? Well, what are my eyes? My eyes are the two orbs in my head through which I see and through which people see me. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, people always look at my eyes. I might have a special suit of clothing on. I might be at the beach. I might be at the theater. I might be at dinner in a restaurant. I might be sharing with friends. But always they are looking into my eyes. Oh, they're hearing my voice. They're seeing my body. They're looking at my outer beingness. But always they look at my eyes. When you look at a person, the first thing you do is to look at their eyes. Because the eyes reveal what the person is and what the person is doing. How the person is and how the person acts. The eyes always reveal that perfection about the person. What is that perfection about you and about me? What is that perfection about just who and what each of us is? Well, our eyes sort of carry with them the emotional impact of our life. If we are happy, our eyes sparkle. If we are filled with joy, our eyes just radiate a goodness and radiate a peace. If we are content, our eyes radiate that contentness. If we are looking at circumstances and we are deeply concerned and deeply trying to figure out just what is going on, our eyes shine forth that inquisitiveness within us. Whoever we are, we cannot hide from the world around us because our eyes show that out. We don't always know exactly how to do this. We don't always know exactly how to make best use of our eyes. Our eyes we use naturally and intuitively, and we use it in such a way that they reveal to the world exactly who and what we are. Now, actors and people who are politicians and people who are in the public eye train themselves to sort of hide their true inner self that shines forth through their eye and to show forth only that which they want to show forth. An actor might want to show forth an emotion of joy or peace or anger or anxiety, and he has to train himself to do this. Now, some people do that quite naturally, quite easily, and they are indeed good actors. But most people, whoever they really are, shines forth and they have a hard time disguising their feelings. They go to visit a friend in the hospital, and that friend is very ill, and that friend is experiencing pain and unhappiness. And they cannot hide the fact that they, too, understand just what the friend is going through. And where they would like to show compassion, and they'd like to show a courage and strength, they'd like to show the inner depth of their own feeling of love and joy for that person, they show a sadness, and they show a feeling of decrepitude, a feeling that all is not well. Our eyes truly are the mirror of our soul. And if our soul can be a beautiful, fabulous, wonderful thing, which it is, then our eyes shine this forth so gloriously and so wonderfully that it makes us feel content and makes us feel good inside. And it makes everyone who is in our presence feel good. You go in the presence of some exquisite person, and this is a person who has taken charge of their life. They have determined that they are going to be happy people. They've determined they're going to be self-confident people. If a general allowed himself to show his anxiety at the battle that's forthcoming, the troops would not be encouraged to stand forth as well as if the general said, "Now we can do it. Let's go forth and win this day." That's why they have coaches in the athletic games. the coaches work with the sports people, and they train them how to be positive and how to be dynamic and how to be capable. The coach, theoretically, is one of the basic psychologists, positive thinking psychologists, that the world has available to it. If you want to succeed in something, you get a coach to train you to succeed in it. Now, the coach isn't going to say, you haven't got any talent, you haven't got any training, you haven't got any ability. The coach will say, now, what is it you want? Okay, here's what we do to accomplish the goal that you have in mind for yourself. First, believe that you can do it. Know that this is something that you like to do, you want to do, and that you can do. And then with that confidence, that radiance that shines forth from the coach's eyes, he says, all right, I believe in you, let's go. Let's go. And he gives a pep talk, and he gives an enthusiastic talk, and he gives an encouraging confidence, and he gives bodily actions that show that he believes in the contestant. And he gives the glow in his eyes, the confidence in his eyes that he believes in the person. Now, there are some coaches who are not doing this too well. Their teams have shown a poverty in the choice of winning, and this has not been a very happy situation. And the coaches are kind of down, and the coaches are feeling, well, oh, I lose my job because I'm not coaching these people sufficiently well to do it. All the coach has to do is do one little thing. All the coach has to do is do one little thing to be a success. The coach first coaches himself. He first teaches himself to let his eyes shine forth the ability that he's a winner and that everyone around him is a winner. The coach shines forth in his own inner eyes, in his own bodily action, and his own attitude toward himself, that he is a top coach, he is a winning coach, that the teams that play for him are teams that are going to succeed and go on to great glory. Yes, our eyes, the coach's eyes, piercing, penetrating, loving, gentle, positive, uplifting, supportive. Oh my, yes. When you look into the eyes of a queen, the queen's got it made. She already is the queen, and she already is the head of her government in that way. And people look at her, and they expect her to be loving. They don't expect the queen to have a bad day. They don't expect the king to have a bad day. They don't expect the president to have a bad day. The president cannot allow himself ever to have a bad day. He may have a more intensive day, one day or the other, but it's never a bad day. Because the moment they allow themselves to think they have a bad day, they are out of business as far as being a leader, as far as being a person whose eyes guide, lead, and uplift their own constituents. You and I have the same ability. We use it infrequently. We use it all the time, but we use it to the degree that we like ourselves. And when we don't like ourselves, our eyes show that forth so predominantly. Our eyes show that forth so fully that everyone around us feels a lack of confidence in us. Everyone around us feels, well, we are the last rose of summer. Do you want to be a winner? Do you want to be self-confident? Do you want to be someone who knows who they are and what they are and where they're going and how they're going to get there? Do you want to be that kind of a self-confident person? To be that sort of a self-confident person means that you start liking yourself. You start saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. You take your hands and you put them on your face. You put them over your eyes, one hand over each eye, and you say, the energy of my hands is flowing through my eyes and flowing through my brain, and I'm alive, alert, enthusiastic about life. And as you say this about yourself, you feel it. As you give yourself the energy massage, taking the energy that flows in and through you and of you, through your whole body, saying, I like me, I like me, I like me, then your body shines forth out of your eyes and says, righto! Yes, indeed, we are the winning match. And then you take hands with everyone on your team, and you hold hands, and you say, all right now, we are the winner. And as you say, we are the winner, we are the winner. And as you say, I am the winner, I am the winner. And as you do this, and as you think this, and as your attitude is this, that is exactly what you are. You are the winner because you have chosen to be the winner. You have chosen to have your eyes shine forth exactly who and what you are. Life is wonderful. And life is only as wonderful as we make it. You are a winner. I am a winner. You are self-confident. I am self-confident. You are in charge of all in your life, and everyone looks toward you for guidance because you know how to guide yourself. From the beginning to the end of every circumstance, you are an uplifting, supportive, wonderful being, and your eyes shine that forth. May it always be so, by your choice for yourself, for it surely is so. That is my choice for myself. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.